Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unequivocally, unconditionally, because I can do that. When I speak of loving everyone, I mean just that. Loving the mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the animal kingdom, the human kingdom, and all the other kingdoms. Everything is based on love. And if you only learn to love enough, you become totally free. For love is freedom, freedom is love. Yet a lady called me this morning and asked me a question relative to love, and I'll share it with you. She asked me, Robert, I've got a boyfriend who I love dearly. I'm on the verge of being enlightened. When I become enlightened, will I still love that person individually, or will I love collectively? That's an interesting question. I thought we'd discuss this and talk about it a little bit. A sage operates in all planes. A sage is none of this world. Yet, when the yani looks at the sage, the yani sees a reflection of himself. In other words, he creates a sage in his own image. So he sees others. He sees the vision. He sees separation. Whereas the sage does not see these things. The sage only sees itself. The universe is itself. So what happens is this. If a person becomes a sage, they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, husband or wife, the love increases 1,000-fold. It doesn't diminish, it increases. If there's no individuality attached to it, then it appears individual. Individual. The Yani sees only others, sees only the beloved. When the sage sees the beloved as others, and himself or herself. Sage sees only the self. And the object of love for the sage, again, intensifies 1,000 times. Because he's seen the whole universe in the self, in one person, which is the self. He sees only the self. And the sage loves the self. And the object of her desires is herself. So all is well. Everything takes care of itself. When a person becomes enlightened, they don't have to give up anything. Everything just changes in itself. Whereas in Ayani, when a person is in ignorance, he can only see the expression of himself or herself. and trying to make the guys into the image of themselves. So they should wait until they become enlightened to see what love is. Love is the glue that holds the universe together. Love is the reality of everything. Everything is pure love. The sage's embodiment is pure love. This is why Krishna was able to love the gopis all at the same time. Because Krishna was loving himself. He did not concern himself with these things. These things they care of themselves. Just try to remember who you are and what you are. That's all you have to do. Always keep guarding your heart. If you keep guarding your heart, love will take care of itself. Listen to yourself. This is what's going on in your mind. Become aware of the feelings in yourself. Do you feel separate from the universe? Do you feel that you're an individual? Having to struggle for survival, make things happen in your life. Remember, take these long pauses so you can find yourself. Particularly the pause between words. That's where the truth is, reality. The pause between the words. The pause is consciousness. Emptiness. Love. Feel the quietness in your mind. The stillness. Feel your own reality. People still wonder, what spiritual practice shall I do? There's still inquiry. There's still surrender. There's being a witness. There's mantra japa. this prayer meditation. What spiritual practice should I do with? Many people wonder this. I was getting confused about this. You need to ask yourself, what do you mean by spiritual practice? What is spiritual? What is practice? For some reason, we separate spiritual into reality. What we call spiritual is everything. Everything is spiritual. There's no such thing as the material world. Everything is spiritual. This is why Moses said, the ground upon which I walk is holy ground. Within the spiritual universe. Therefore, whatever you're doing is spiritual practice. Whatever you're doing is spiritual practice. That's all there is, there's nothing else. It sounds a little strange to you, but it's true. The person who robs a bank is practicing spiritual practice. Doesn't know it. So then the law of karma. And maybe perhaps I have to go to prison. It's all spiritual. Everything is spiritual. It's spiritual because it evolves you. Everything evolves you. Every act that you take causes you to evolve. There's this thing going backwards. You gotta go backwards in time and space. There's regress anyway. Everything is just for your own unfoldment. Everything. This is why I always say that reverence for everything. Worship everything. Everything is holy and sacred. People, animals, grass, bugs, birds. It's all sacred. Love everything and everyone. You will grow. You will grow into the self. There's only God and you are that. There's only absolute reality and you are that. There's only consciousness and you are that. You're not your body, you're your mind. Always remember this. You're not a doer. Keep your life simple. Become like a child. Be full of awe. Look at things in the world if it's the first time you've seen them. I go by the grass, a flower, tree, moon, the sky. As if you're seeing them for the first time. Forget about your past. Everybody has a past. You can't evolve by thinking about your past. You have to think about the future. The future will become for you what you believe today. What do you think they will create your future? Therefore, if you remember who you are today, tomorrow take care of yourself. Always rather be still. You don't make unnecessary movements. Be quiet in the mind. Keep your mind from chattering. Any method you can. If you have to think of anything, think that you're pure awareness. Everything's chosen with pure awareness. That you're boundless space. That you were never born, you never die. But it's better to keep quiet and think of nothing. Be still and know that I am God. I am as God. You can only experience this when you become still. They didn't know where they're going, they didn't know. Well, be happy where you are. Never compare yourself with anyone. Just be yourself the way you are. You'll find peace. But to try to emulate anyone bring you misery and fear. Always be yourself, just the way you are. Have no fear. For I am is with you always. Even unto the end of the world. You can ask.
I had a question in the beginning when you were speaking, and you pretty much answered it. I was thinking, you know, what is sacred? And you mentioned that everything is sacred. I was wondering if maybe you could go a little further describing what sacred means and what things are sacred.
Yes. Everything comes from the one source. Where else would it come from? There's only one source. The source is God, or consciousness, or Allah, whatever you want to call him. That source is in you. You are the source. So everything that's happening is happening from one source. If everything is sacred. If you broke down everything in this room, for instance, you kind of have atoms, energy, pure energy. Pure energy is one source. Everything is made out of pure energy. Everything is sacred. It all comes from the one. We see a manifestation of the one. That's what we observe. If you go in meditation deep within, you'll see the one source within you. So everything else from the one source. Everything is sacred. Everything is alive. There's no dead material anywhere. Everything lives in glory and splendor. The mineral kingdom, vegetable kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom. Everything's alive. Totally alive. Nothing is dead. Well, now I have a reading from his head. Time for prasad.